Hello and welcome to Key Point Review Unit 11, Real Estate Contracts. I'm Shauna Hansen and I'm your instructor for this review. We should get this done in under 10 minutes today. Let's get started. Valid contract is a voluntary agreement based on the consent of the parties to the agreement. Offer, an offer by one party, the offerer, is accepted by the other offer. Revoked contract. A contract can be revoked by the offeror up to the time of acceptance. Competent party. The parties must be of legal age and able to understand the nature or consequences of their action. Consideration. The contract must be supported by consideration, something of value which could be love and affection, but usually means money. Legal act. The contract must have a legal act as its objective, no illegal acts. Express contract is a contract that is expressed in words. Implied contract, a contract that is implied by the conduct of the parties. Statute of frauds, a contract is required to be in writing to be enforceable in a court of law. Bilateral contract, a contract which both sides have obligations. Unilateral contract is a contract where a promise by one side can be accepted by performance of the other side. Executed contract is a contract where all parties have fulfilled their promises, and it can also mean that the contract is fully signed by all parties. Executory contract. A contract where one or both parties still have an act to perform. Voidable contract. A contract is voidable if it may be rescinded or disaffirmed by one or both parties. A void contract is a contract that is void if one of the essential elements is missing, or if a mistake, misrepresentation, fraud, undue influence or duress occurs. There is not mutual consent or meeting of the minds, which equals and means an essential element of the contract is missing and the contract is void. A contract may be discharged, completed by performance, which completes the contract terms. Partial performance, if agreeable to both parties. Substantial performance, depending on the circumstances. Impossibility of performance, required acts cannot be legally accomplished. Assignment, transfer of rights to assignee or delegation of duties, if allowed by the contract. Novation, substitutes a new contract or party for the original. I always think of Nova New. Breach by one of the parties without legal cause, in which case a liquidated damages clause may specify the amount the seller will receive if the buyer defaults. So liquidated damages defines in the contract exactly what will be paid, how it will be handled, and it ends there. It doesn't go on, extend on forever. It is defined and in the contract. Failure to enforce contract with statute of limitations. Mutual agreement to terminate of the parties. Operation of law, as when a contract is void from inception or from the beginning. Rescission, which returns the parties to their original pre-contract positions. So any property or funds that have been transferred must be returned. Or cancellation, which also is a termination of the contract. The written agreements most often used in residential real estate transactions by real estate professionals are client representation agreements, sales contracts, options, escrow agreements, property management agreements, leases, and owner financing agreements, land contracts, or contracts for deed. Earnest money deposit. A real estate sales contract offer is usually accompanied by an earnest money deposit, which may be held in a broker's escrow or trust account until an escrow is arranged to complete a property purchase, or the funds are returned to the would-be buyer if there is no sales agreement. A sales contract will identify the parties and the property that is the subject of the transaction, indicate the amount that the buyer is including with the offer to serve as earnest money, how the buyer intends to finance the purchase, who will serve as the closing agent to the buyer, fixtures or other items on the property that are not part of the sale, personal property of the seller that will be included in the sale, inspections that will be made by the buyer, seller disclosures that are required by law, and other provisions. Contingencies included in a sales contract allow the buyer to have an attorney review the contract, secure financing, conduct necessary inspections, and perform other activities. Amendments and addendums can be used to alter the terms of a pre-printed contract during the negotiation of the sale or to include additional terms after the contract has been signed by the parties. Option allows the optionor, owner, to give the optionee the right to purchase the property at a later date at the price fixed in the option agreement. Owner financing can assist a buyer by providing a credit for some or all of the purchase price. Land contract, also known as a contract for deed, bond for title, installment contract. With a purchase money mortgage, the buyer receives title to the property immediately, but places a security interest on the property in favor of the seller. Purchase money mortgage, also known as seller financing. A purchase money mortgage is a loan the property seller provides to the home buyer. We did it! Keep up your hard work. We are unstoppable. Thoroughly read all your contracts. I really mean thoroughly. Brett Michael Sechak, also known as Brett Michaels, singer and musician, performed with the rock band Poison, solo artist, composer, movie actor, and TV persona. See you in class this week.